play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
And let's send it down to PA announcer Bill Adelson for our starting lineups.
A 5'9 sophomore, number 12, Emily Allison. A 5'10 senior, number 23, Hannah Simmer. And a 5'10 junior, number 25, Jemiah Winter. The Rocks coached by Henry Hall, assisted by Siobhan Brewer and Larry Hall. And now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'7 junior, number 3, Riley Jenkins. A 5'6 senior, number 12, Chelsea Stevenson. A 5'8 senior, number 14, Arlita Brown. A 5'8 junior, number 34, Lauren Livingston. And a 5'11 junior, number 42, Audrey Peck. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Thiel Gym. Streaks in their road gray with white numbers, white and black trim. The Rocks in their home white with red numbers, red and yellow trim, or crimson as gold, as my mother would tell me. Looks red and yellow to me, though. Stepping into the center circle for the Rocks at 5'10", it is Hannah Semmer. And for the Streaks at 5'11", it is Audrey Peck. Postseason basketball getting underway. It is the regional semifinal tonight. The Galesburg Silver Streaks 18-13. The Rock Island Rocks 22-9. The Rocks beat the Streaks twice this season.
Good contingent coming down from Rocky for this one.
Yeah,
that's
really,
what we normally see.
Yeah, really big crowds. The tip is won by the Rocks, and they will start things off. This is Amari McDuffie. Had a big game against us last time around. Right wing, it goes to Brooklyn Larson. Underneath, that was Bree Williams. Out the left side, a three-pointer up and no good by Simmer. And Riley Jenkins away with a rebound with the Streaks. Rocks come out in a man-to-man defense. Out high right side, it's Arlita Brown. Picks up top of the key looking for some help. Gets off to the right side to Chelsea Stevenson. Chelsea has it tapped away. Gets it back. And travel with it. It was good defense. Emily Allison there on her. And Chelsea turned it over. So we start off the game with a turnover by the Streaks. Missed shot by the Rocks. Illinois up now just by two with less than 30 seconds to play. They're up 58-56 over Penn State. We'll keep you updated. Left wing, Bree Williams for the Rocks. Gives out high to Jemiah Winter. Winter dribbles right. Left baseline, it goes to Allison, Emily Allison.
Oh, they're going to get a foul call on Lauren here. She closed out, and it looked like McDuffie trying to go by her just got her feet
tripped.
Tangled.
Yeah. So Lauren Livingston called for the first foul in the basketball game. 7:14 to play first quarter. Inbound pass comes to Emily Allison over the top, up off the glass and in. So Emily Allison with the first basket, 2-0 Rocks lead. They come out with full court pressure. Lauren Livingston in the backcourt, playing man-to-man, gets it across left of the center circle.
Good recognition there by Lauren, Tom. She noticed that the double team came off, and so it was just a one-on-one. She slowed it down, took her time, and got across half court.
Try to get inside to Audrey Peck. Simmer gets there to knock it away. Two-on-two break down the right side. Bree Williams tries to sidestep.
Oh, blocked.
Jenkins, but Riley blocks it right into the hands of Chelsea Stevenson. Now Riley back the other way on the run. Kicks out to Lauren. They close out. Couldn't get the three. Now back to Riley in the left corner for three. That's too strong, and the rebound comes down to Winter, Jemiah Winter for Rock Island. Gives way to Amari McDuffie. She drives down the middle, lays it up, can't hit. Rebound Lauren Livingston for the Streaks. Now it's Riley with it. 60-56 Illinois with 10 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Out high right side. Arlita Brown bounces to Lauren Livingston at the free throw line. Now bounce to Riley Jenkins down the left side. No, but she's fouled by Hannah Simmer. Nice play by the Streaks. Arlita bounced to Lauren at the free throw line. She nice bounce back door to Riley Jenkins. And Riley's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. Looks like Illinois could get a much-needed win after four straight losses.
Yeah.
And over a ranked team again.
Top 10 team.
61-56 Illinois with 10 seconds left. First free throw up and good by Riley Jenkins. Streaks are on the board. 2-1 Rocks. 6:07 to play here in the first quarter. So four straight losses to, they were all ranked, weren't they? I guess Michigan State had dropped out by that point, haven't they? Second free throw, no good. Hannah Simmer with a rebound for Rocky. Left wing to Jemiah Winter. High post left side. This is Allison. Down the left side of the lane. Gets it up off the glass. That's what I thought. And Emily Allison with all four of the Rocks points. They lead 4-1. Full court pressure again. Arlita Brown. Double dribble and travel. Yeah.
Arlita just, she's not used to handling the ball on the open floor. They didn't even bother guarding her. And she got caught in between bringing that ball up or going in and taking it herself. And fortunately turned the ball over.
She would have been better off just taking it at that point. Just get across midcourt, then pick up. Allison at the free throw line. Ball kicked away by Lauren Livingston. Goes back to the Rocks on the right baseline. Another free throw by Illinois puts them up 62-56 with 10 seconds to play. 5:40 to play here in the first quarter. Rock Island leading Galesburg 4-1. Amari McDuffie to inbound. Over the top to Jemiah Winter. Kicks out to Hannah Simmer. Winter had a post up. Would have had a shot, but she just kicked it right back out. Now McDuffie will set the offense. The 5'5 sophomore for the Rocks. Left wing, Emily Allison to Bree Williams. Top of the key. Bree dribbles right to the wing. Now back to the top of the key. Allison left wing to McDuffie. Try to get inside to Simmer. It's going to go back to the Streaks. I wasn't sure if Audrey got a hand on
it. It looked like Audrey might have, but the way Chelsea just let go out of bounds, I was hoping that it was not the case.
First substitutions of the night. Cadence Leidick checks in for the Streaks as she replaces Chelsea Stevenson. The Streaks nearly turn it over, and
they will.
Riley has to save it in bounds. She ran into the bleachers, kind of shaken up there, and hit her back on the bleachers, and the Streaks do turn it over. McDuffie penetrates, runner in the paint, up short, and rebound is, they're going to say Riley stepped on the end line. She tried to save it in bounds going after it, and they say she stepped on the end line, so back to the Rocks. And the Illini win it 62-56. Good win for Illinois, big one.
On the road, that's a quad one win, and now we're going to get an illegal screen called on Simmer. That's her second foul.
That is huge because she was really key when we played these, both times we've seen this team. Very tough for us to guard in the post. She goes from the high post to low post sometimes, and she can shoot the ball. But the Streaks need to contend with this full-court pressure. Now you got a three-on-one break. Cadence Leidick to Audrey Peck running the floor. Audrey spins the bait. Little baby hook. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Simmer. Great fast break. Audrey just couldn't get it to fall. Quickly back the other way. Bree Williams on the right wing.
Well, she's got to recognize there. She had a Simmer on her. She's got to go right into the body.
Three-pointer from Williams' right side is no good. Rebound is going to be run down out of bounds. It's going to go off the hand of Jemiah Winter last, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way as Abby Lingefelter will give Arlita Brown a break. Also in for Rock Island is Morgan Freeman, a 5'8 senior. 4:34 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 4-1. And the Rocks will pick up at midcourt. Riley Jenkins will bring it up for the Streaks.
Riley coming off one of the most efficient scoring games you will ever see, scoring 37 points on, 14 shots? The Streaks turn it over.
9 of 14. Now running the floor the other way, Allison on the feed from Freeman, and she's got all six of the Rocks' points. It's Emily Allison, 6, Galesburg, 1. Riley Jenkins down in the left corner with it to Cadence Leidick, top of the key. Cadence dribbles right to the baseline. Kicks to Audrey Peck, and her pass is stolen away by Emily Allison.
Just a weak pass there by Audrey. You can't take for granted that they're going to let you throw that pass, and Audrey just lazy with the pass and got it tipped.
Now Audrey got the block shot that time. Oh, they're going to say the ball went off of Emily Allison last. I know Lauren Livingston was there, but it's going to go back to the Streaks. Also in for Rock Island now. Oh, they've got a number one that we do not have on this. Well, you know what? Maybe it's in the regional roster. I'm looking at
it. It's not on the regional roster, I can tell you right now.
Oh, nice. Well, if it's the same as from the sophomore team, it was Aria B. Oh, that's her. Cadence Leidick right side. Should have taken the shot up and got blocked. She saved it inbounds. She was trying to make a pass, and it got blocked. Emily Allison comes away with it. I'm going to say this is area B. And she drives down the right side. See if Bill Allison.
Kayla Rice.
No, he said Kayla Rice. Kayla Rice, maybe. I have her on the sophomore team, so we'll say. Oh, yeah, I do have her, Kayla Rice. She was in the book before. That's why I had her. So timeout called by Coach Evan Massey. 3:29 to play first quarter. We'll take one as well. Rock Island 8, Galesburg 1. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks trail 8-1. John Thiel, Jim, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the postseason opener, regional semifinal between the Rock Island Rocks and the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Rocks will pick up at midcourt this time. Riley Jenkins will walk it across for the Streaks. Riley on the right side to Abby Lingefelter between the circles. Left wing, Cadence Leidick. Cadence drive, now picks up, looks for help, bounces to Lauren Livingston. Got away from Lauren. She gets it back, penetrates, puts it up, rolls off the rim, no good, and the rebound tapped around. Abby Lingefelter gets it, bounces for Lauren. Now she lost a handle on it, and it's Rice that comes up with it for Rock Island.
Well, right there, Lauren's got to look over. Abby was wide open on the weak side of the basket. She could have just dumped it off to her for an easy layup. Instead, took the contested jumper.
This is Kayla Rice out high on the left side. Gets to Amari McDuffie, a couple of sophomores. Actually, I'm not sure if Rice is a freshman or sophomore. I know she played on the sophomore team. That's over and back, went into the backcourt as Brooklyn Larson tried to save it, but she was in the backcourt. The ball had already bounced back there anyway, so a turnover by the Rocks. And another substitution, Olivia Wright is in. She didn't play. She wouldn't even dress last time we played them. First time she did. So Coach Hall using his bench liberally here in the first quarter. 8-1, the Rock Island lead. Arlita Brown back in. She's got it out high on the right side. Looks for help. Bounce to Roger Peck. Now it's stolen away. Steal by another person who's not in my book. And she laid it up and in. Oh. Yeah. And now we've got a reach. She's going to go, I believe, against Amari McDuffie.
Yeah, well, and Riley kind of giving a Bronx cheer there after the foul gets called. She feels like it's getting real physical out there. She's not in the roster.
Probably she's not in this one either. Yeah. We'll have to listen next time when 40 does something, see what Bill Allison says, because obviously he's got her in his book. Riley Jenkins inbound to Lauren Livingston. Lauren to the right elbow, penetrates in the paint, 10-footer up, no good, and had their own rebound, went off her hands. She and Abby Lingefelter going forward at the same time, went off the hands of Lauren Livingston, so it goes back to the Rocks. We lead 10-1, 2:17 to play here in the first quarter.
Streaks have 10 turnovers in this one already, Tom, to 10, only 1 point. That's a terrible ratio and definitely not a formula for success here.
That's one of the things Coach Massey talked about. You can't turn the ball over against this team. Out high on the right side, this is Olivia Wright, goes to the right baseline, picks up. Ball tapped away by Abby Lingefelter, but getting it back is Olivia Wright. Gives way to Rice, Kayla Rice. Now at high right side, it's Brooklyn Larson. Larson on the dribble and
ball's
tried
loose
to do a handoff, and Abby Lingefelter comes up with a steal. Now Lauren Livingston down the right side, hesitates, the dribble goes up, got some contact, no call, then an over the back is going to be called now on Kayla Rice. That'll be her first. I'm not sure how you can call that, but you couldn't call the foul on the shot by Lauren Livingston. So Kayla Rice picks up her first foul. And two more substitutions back in for Rock Island. Jemiah Winter.
These ones are in the roster.
Yeah, Jemiah Winter and
Bree Williams
back in. Also in Tanya Nimmers, 5'8 junior. Streaks with it. Inbound comes to Lauren Livingston. Three-pointer out high left side. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Jemiah Winter. It's for the Rocks. 1:30 to play. Pass underneath. Gets away and saved inbounds. Now Jemiah Winters has it on the left wing. Out high left side. It goes to Nimmers.
Streaks just don't have a sense of urgency there, Tom. Right there, that ball came loose, and no Streaks went for it. It just the Rocks went for it.
Yeah, I don't know if they were thinking it was going to fall out of bounds, but you can't rely on that, though. You just got to go after it.
Right.
Winters. Right baseline, brings it back out to the wing. Out high it goes to Nimmers. Streaks in a, I guess we are in a man-to-man. Looked like a 2-3. I guess that's the way their offense was set up. Top of the key, Bree Williams. Left wing, Kayla Rice. Rice bounces inside to Winter. Got knocked away. Winter gets it back. Shot up in the air ball, no good. And the rebound comes down to Riley Jenkins. Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston. Lauren, left wing, tried to dump it inside for Abby Lingenfelter, but there was just white jerseys there, and the Streaks turned it over again.
Lauren just trying to do too much there. She crossed the player up, and she went into the lane, drew the defense, but she threw it to a player that had vacated the post area.
Now, Riley blocked the pass with her hand. She put her leg up, but she actually, her hand hit the ball first, and they called it a kick. That was a bad call.
Yeah. Well,
it's because her foot went up. He just assumed she kicked it, but she actually got her hand down there on the ball.
And again, going back down to this offensive possession, Lauren had a short jumper. She's got to be willing to take that little 10-foot jumper.
Audrey Peck knocks the inbound away. Chelsea Stevens comes away with it to Riley Jenkins down the left side, leans in, and she's going to be fouled. And it's going to go against Nimmers. So Nimmers with the foul.
That's the fifth foul already on Rock Island. She wasn't shooting?
Wow. They called that on the floor? Inbound to Chelsea. Stevens got away with a travel there. Now
did.
Cadence Leidick right side. Penetrates now. Kicks back out to Riley Jenkins near the center circle. Good thing Riley's got long arms. She was able to haul that pass in. It's a pick from Arlita Brown. Now picks up on the wing. And her pass is kind of errant, but Cadence Leidick comes away with
Cadence,
it.
Cadence, don't pick that up. Oh, I didn't see a travel.
I didn't either. Cadence got called for a travel. I have no idea.
Cadence picked the ball up after taking one dribble. It's not worth picking the ball up at that point. You either don't use your dribble or you use it and keep it. And the Streaks are going to have their lowest scoring output of the season in a quarter.
As Rock Island scores at the buzzer, was that Winters?
Yep.
Yeah, Jemiah Winter with her first basket. After one quarter, well, at least it's not 20-something. It's Rock Island 12, Galesburg 1. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Governor J.B. Pritzker goes before the Illinois legislature tomorrow to give his budget address. Listen to live coverage from Springfield starting at noon on WGIO.
Silver State's on a pass from Riley Jenkins down in the corner just on top of the three-point line. So a two-point basket for Chelsea Stevens. And first basket by the Streaks, now missed by Emily Allison. Lauren Livingston with a rebound. Streaks trail 12-3, just underway, second quarter. Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Rock Island Rocks. Man, there's a lot of contact going on. They're not calling. Bree Williams on the steal, runs down the right side, missed the shot, gets her own rebound, tried to shovel to Emily Allison, and it goes out of bounds, and it...
They're
gone back to the Streaks. Now, what Allison did, again, a smart move. She blocked Audrey Peck off from the ball like it had gone off the Streaks last, and the official bid on that, but I don't think it did. I think it had gone off of Allison last.
That's what I thought as well.
Inbound comes to Amari McDuffie. She's got it out high on the left side near center court. Dribbles right, top of the key.
Carries the ball like no other, but we know that's not getting called.
Yep. Jemiah Winter for a three-pointer left wing is up and good. She's got a quick five and make it 15-3 Rocks with under 7 minutes to play in the first half.
Oh, that
half.
Was only a two by Chelsea? I thought
what?
That was a three.
Oh, yeah, no. She was on the line. Now, get a push by Winter. No call as our lead is pushing her arms off. Now, a reach on Allison not called, and that's what Coach is calling for a timeout. I don't know.
Well, here's the other thing, Tom. What Rocky's doing is they're just overplaying the strong dribble hand. And so they're giving up the weak hand, but the Streaks aren't even looking for it. Nobody's going left. The only one, you know, obviously Riley's a lefty, so it's natural for her, but they're just completely overplaying Lauren and Chelsea and some of the other players.
And McDuffie a couple times was doing that to Chelsea, forcing her to the right side, which is not, you know, Riley can go with the offhand also, and she's quick enough to get around her and go right back to the left also. But 30-second timeout by Coach Massey. Again, the Illinois Fighting Illini, a huge win over the number 9 Penn State Nittany Lions. 62-56, Illinois comes back with a win. The good news also is that Ayu Dosunmu was back in the lineup tonight. That was good news. They're not going to win very many without him at this point. Streaks with it. Riley Jenkins left of the center circle on the dribble. Getting pushed. Again, no call. Bree Williams pushing her all the way down the sideline. Kicks out to Chelsea Stevens in the left corner. Three is no good. Rebound comes down to Winter for Rock Island. Quickly up court to McDuffie, right side. McDuffie goes baseline, pulls it back out. Nice defense by Chelsea Stevens. Now Bree Williams for three. Good. Wow. So Bree Williams with the three ball. That's her second in a row, and make it 18-3 Rocks.
Well, Winter hit the last one.
Yeah, Winter, but that one was Bree Williams right there. Oh, nice look from Riley Jenkins, Audrey Peck underneath. Audrey got thought she got fouled by Emily Allison. They're just going to say it was a blocked shot. It's going to go back to the Streaks.
I thought you meant two in a row by Bree Williams.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Nope. Inbound. Nice bounce from Riley to Audrey down on the right. Block up off the glass. Some contact again. Not called. Missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Bree Williams.
Streaks just can't get anything to fall right now.
Winter, left wing. Top of the key to McDuffie. Amari McDuffie looks over the defense. Pulls it back out. Carries it twice.
Yes. She just picks it up and holds it with a hand underneath the basketball. And
come on, really?
Now we're going to get a touch foul on Audrey Peck after they're letting all kinds of contact go down at this
side. Wow. Audrey reached over the top and knocked the ball away. Winter was posted up, and you're going to call the push on that and not anything else all over the floor. So that's the first foul on Audrey, second team foul on the Streaks. McDuffie, left side, down the left side of the lane. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck, but the ball comes down to the hands of the unknown player. Kicks out to, who was that? Williams for three, no good. Rebound on the weak side. Winter comes away with it. Gets it down, pass knocked away by Audrey Peck. And, it's going to go off of Winter last, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way as Hannah Simmer checks back in with her two fouls. With 5:28 to play, also back in Kayla Rice for Rock Island, giving Bree Williams a break.
Kind of surprised he's going back here with Simmer. Yeah. She's got two fouls, and they've got a 15-point advantage.
That's kind of what I was thinking, a little bit surprising.
Kind of just Jenkins. Let her sit till the second half.
Riley goes baseline, kicks to Chelsea Stevenson on the three-point line. Shot in and out, no good. Lauren Livingston with a rebound up off the glass, too strong. And a rebound comes away to McDuffie for Rock Island. McDuffie down the left side, kicks out to Simmer for three, left corner. Missed it. Rebound. Allison on the weak side. Up off the glass and in. A little bit of a bump with the body. It wouldn't bother me so much if you're calling everything else. There's two small bumps that we just got called, but that's happening to every one of our ball handlers every time up and down the floor. There was contact.
Well, and the unfortunate thing here for the Streaks is you got to find some scoring, and you're not scoring. You're coming down the other way, and they're putting the ball in the basket.
Two fouls on Audrey Peck. She goes to the bench, as does Lauren Livingston and Chelsea Stevenson. Cadence Leidick, Grace Nelson, and who else? Arlita Brown back in. Abby Lingefelter as well. Free throw up and no good. Abby Lingefelter out high left side. Now it's Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. Down low goes give and go to Abby Lingefelter. Shot was blocked by Allison, and it'll go back to the Streaks.
Well, Abby's got shot fake there or get off the ground in some way. She just kind of threw it up there and let it get swatted out of bounds.
Inbound comes to Grace Nelson. Back to Riley Jenkins in the left corner. Riley brings it back out high, resets the offense. Got Simmer out there guarding her now. It's picked to Brown. Now Riley drives left side, missed the shot. And every rebound comes down to Winter. I'm surprised he would have Simmer out there guarding Riley.
Well, and the problem was then the Streaks came with a screen that put McDuffie back on her. Yeah. You would have been better off just letting Riley take Simmer off the dribble.
Kayla Rice for three out high left side, no good. But Simmer hustles for the rebound. Hannah Simmer kicks out to Winter. Now it's McDuffie between the circles.
Again, the Streaks just getting beat to loose balls right now.
Simmer at the free throw line down the right side. Kicks out to Rice on the wing. She'll penetrate. Bounces to Simmer. Nice job by Cadence Leidick. Got in the passing lane and stole it away. 20-3 Rocks. 4 minutes to play first half. Out high right side, Abby Lingenfelter to Arlita Brown. Now it's Riley Jenkins drives. Her pass stolen away. This is McDuffie down the right side. And traveled. You better call that.
They're going to call a foul?
Are you kidding me? The official out here was getting ready to call the travel. She took two steps. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I suppose that's that Euro step that they,
yeah, apparently,
they allow. But
wow.
She didn't Euro step. She walked across the lane with the ball in her hands.
Instead, Cadence Leidick picks up a foul. An obvious travel. The official out here was getting ready to call the travel. The guy on the other side was calling it a foul, and they agreed it was a foul. There may have been, I don't know, after the travel, there may or may not have been a foul.
I thought she avoided all the contact when she ran sideways.
Jeez. McDuffie hits the first free throw. That's her first point.
No, she missed the first.
Oh, she missed. I'm sorry. Makes the second. Did Allison miss both those free throws when she was
only had
there?
One. It was a hand one.
She made the basket. Okay.
And the Streaks turn it over again.
This is Kayla Rice down the left side and stops. And
should be on the floor. And this is going to be a foul on Riley.
Yeah. Oh, he did call it right. He called it on the floor. Yeah, she stopped and bent over and let Riley kind of – Riley went up for the block, landed on top of her, and they actually called it on the floor.
Well, and right there, again, Tom, Riley getting in on the defense and just trying to throw a soft pass out top, and Rice just went and took the ball from her.
Inbounding McDuffie gets it into Morgan Freeman out high left side. Swing it over to McDuffie. Traveled again on the right wing. Right in front of the official.
Yeah, she didn't put the ball down. She was going to put the ball down. Yeah. Saw where Riley was and then opted not to because she was worried about getting it stolen. And she traveled, shuffled her feet.
And another kick.
Travel.
Traveled twice. Thank you.
Jeez.
I thought they were going to call the foul again. About time. And Coach Massey's indicating the carry as well.
Oh, I think we're not getting the carry call. They haven't called that all season.
See if Bill Allison says the name of number 40 that just came into the lineup. Oh, doesn't have time. They've already inbounded. He was looking down at his roster again as the subs came in. Riley Jenkins with it. Gets pushed to midcourt. Wow.
Right in front of the official.
And nothing. there we go. Allison with a little bit of a reach. Wow.
I don't know. This guy doesn't look familiar. I don't know that
I've
we've had him
any
this,
of them.
This
yeah.
season, but my gosh. Either he's just not paying attention or he doesn't want to call fouls.
I mean, it looks like a Big Ten men's game.
Right.
When we're handling the ball. Riley Jenkins on the right wing, getting pushed again by Rice. How are you not calling it? Unbelievable. Livingston picked up in a bad spot, now gets to Riley in the left corner.
And this is one of those games Coach Massey's talked about before where the Streaks have to get just as physical. They're going to say Riley was on the end line.
Yeah, she made the pass, and I think she stepped out of bounds. Then she came back in and received the pass, but she'd already established herself back in bounds, but... Nonetheless, yeah.
It's 16 turnovers now for the Streaks.
3 points.
And I think that's what Coach Massey's talking about right now.
One basket and one free throw. Right side, Kayla Rice for three. Airballed it. Rebound, Lauren Livingston for the Streaks.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Rocky is not lighting the nets on fire.
No.
So this is one of those games where the Streaks can find any kind of offense. And there's a... Rice that time just got over aggressive. It's not being called, so she just jumped into Lauren.
Yeah. I mean, well, you might as well do whatever you can. That's her second foul because they're not calling anything.
But interestingly enough, usually they've been jumping the strong side. That time she jumped the left side, the weak side for Lauren.
What is the 17th foul now? So that's going to put Lauren Livingston at the free throw line with a chance of one, a bonus 2:12 to play here in the first
probably
half.
Probably double that number, Tom.
Yeah. And Lauren hits the first, used all the rim, but it fell. So the Streaks with two free throws and one basket in this game, trailing 21-4 with 2:12 to play. Here in the first half, second one up and good for Lauren Livingston. They get 21-5.
Streaks need a run here. They need to find something, get some momentum going into the half. If they can get this down around 10 before half, that would be a monumental change.
Yeah, and like you said, the big difference is whatever turnovers the Rocks have had or misses, we haven't taken advantage. Right. Whatever turnovers or misses we've had, they've taken advantage.
Yeah, and there's been plenty.
This is Allison out high on the right side between the circles to Freeman. Freeman dribbles left.
See,
I, key to Allison.
With how light it's being called on the perimeter, I'd be tempted if I was Coach Massey to put some more guards on the floor and really try to pressure the passing lanes.
But that's when they're going to start calling it, though, too. That, you just know that's what would happen. But, yeah, I see what you're saying, though. Allison down on the left side. Might have been a foul on that one. I don't know, but missed the shot. I think Lauren Livingston got a piece of it. 1:22 to play. Riley Jenkins hands off to Chelsea Stevens. Our lead to Brown between the circles. Our leader dribbles left, picks up. Gets to Riley out high on the right side. Now it's out of the key. Riley on the dribble. Right side, leans in, gets hammered by Allison. And that is going to be
second
on Emily Allison. That'll put Riley Jenkins at the free throw line with two shots. Riley went 1-for-2 earlier in the game.
Well, maybe some of their players will start fouling out.
Yeah, I mean, we could hope for that. First shot for Riley. Boy, missed it. She's struggling from the line tonight. After going 13-for-14 up at Moline, she's 1-for-3. But also probably a little tired, not only from the ball handling, but, you know, you're getting bumped and pushed, and it takes a physical toll on you up and down the floor. Second shot is perfect. And make it 21-6 with 1:06 to play here in the first half. This is Winter out left side. Morgan Freeman with it. Just trying to see her friend, Andy Dufresne. Haven't I done that every time she's gotten into a game? I don't know. I can't help myself. Winter on the right wing with it. Back to Freeman. Top of the key. Gets picked. Goes left. Pulls it back out. Gives to Winter. Top of the key. Over the top. And the pass is...
You know,
too high.
The other thing I wouldn't be surprised to see in the second half is if the Streaks come out on 1-3-1 or something like that. Yeah. Because with how often the Rocks have thrown, just openly thrown the ball away, if you start getting some pressure in those passing lanes, they might continue that.
Chelsea Stevenson for three in the right corner. Good on the pass from Riley Jenkins. Chelsea with both of the Streaks baskets, a 3 and a 2, both here in the second quarter. 21-9, 19 seconds play. Would be nice to get a stop here and cut it to single digits, but McDuffie drives down the middle, lays it up and in.
Just ran right by Riley there.
9 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins across midcourt. Now with five. Now with four to Lauren Livingston. Lauren's going to stop. She'll fire the three. It's blocked from behind by Freeman at the buzzer. We have played one half of basketball. It is Rock Island 23, Galesburg 9. Boy, tough way to start the postseason. Rocky's taking it to us. But, my goodness, Coach Massey kind of looking disgusted at the officials as he walks by.
No,
don't blame him.
Yeah, you can't blame him at all with how this game has been officiated through the first 16 minutes.
Yeah, and like you said, Rocky had 18 fouls in the first half, 18 fouls called.
Right.
They had had many, many more than that did not get called in the first half. Well, we played one half. It's 23-9, Peoria High with the lead. We'll take a timeout. We're going to come back, and we'll run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks trail 23-9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way, and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Back and forth, back and forth. Those are the old negotiation games. And at Galesburg Toyota, they are illegal. That's right. We banned negotiation games because they're so 1997. And you don't have time for them. You want the lowest price for zero haggling, which is why every pre-owned vehicle on the Galesburg Toyota lot has the real-time market-based price right in the windshield. I want you to enjoy your next car buying experience. So buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. We are at halftime, and it's been a tough one for the Galesburg Silver Streaks in the regional opener, regional semifinal. It is Rock Island 23, Galesburg 9. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Well, the better news so far tonight, the Illinois Fighting Illini get a big win on the road in Happy Valley. They defeat the Penn State and Nittany Lions, who are ranked ninth in the country, and the Illini had just dropped out of the poll, out of the top 25. Illinois gets the win 62-56, so look for them to possibly get back up in the top 25 once again. First game here tonight had the Peoria High Lions, continuous clock game. They defeated the Limestone Rockets by a final of 66-30 in the opener here tonight. So Peoria High moves on to a Thursday night championship game against the winner of this game, either the Rock on the Rocks or the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Of course, we hope it's going to be the Streaks. Not looking great at this point, but we'll see what the second half brings. I mean, not down as much as you could be with the number of turnovers we have, which we'll get to that coming up in our stats. Also happening tonight, we've got over at Canton, it's Richwood's taking on the hosts. Geneseo taking on Dunlap. Those winners will meet Thursday night over at Washington. Morton plays East Peoria. The Washington Panthers take on the South Peru. At Kankakee on the other side of the bracket, it's the host Kays taking on Morris. And Metamora is playing Ottawa. Class 1A sectional semifinal at Havana tonight. Top-ranked Lewistown taking on 5th-ranked Princeville. Number 9-ranked Brimfield taking on Illini Bluffs. Of course, the winners will play Thursday night for that championship. Class 2A sectional final Thursday night at Macomb has Quincy Notre Dame playing Normal U-High. Our upcoming schedule here on WGIL. Of course, if the girls win tonight, we'll have a Thursday night game for you here on WGIL. If not, we'll have Galesburg. Well, either way, we'll have Galesburg High boys basketball coming up on Friday night. The Streaks will be on the road at Rock Island. It'll be a tough one up at the Rock Garden. The Streaks and the Rock Island Rocks on Friday night. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman will have that around 7:10 for the pregame here on WGIL. And then next Monday, the Fighting Illini play host to the Nebraska Cornhuskers down at the State Farm Center. That is a 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock for the tip here on WGIL. The boys will they wrap up their Western Big Six Conference season this Friday night. And then the following Friday, the 25th, they'll be on the road for a non-conference game at Limestone before they get their postseason underway. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We're halftime. Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Rock Island Rocks 23-9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now is the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Galesburg Handy Van. Find out how you can live a worry-free winter at galesburg.info. Keyword Handy Van, helping you live independently. Clear skies tonight, a low near 15 degrees. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 29. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low near 11. And Thursday, becoming sunny with a high near 25 degrees. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 30 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Lori Page of Knoxville won $25 and Twyla Mustaine of Knoxville won $30 when they were spotted wearing their blue WGIL button. Get more info on the button at WGIL.com.
We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Rock Island Rocks 23-9. Our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Streaks were down 12-1 at the end of the first quarter. They were outscored, just 9-8 in that second quarter.
11-8.
Or, excuse me, 11-8 in that second quarter. So played a little more even, but when you only score one in the first quarter, it doesn't help your cause much. Scoring-wise, well, not much to talk about. 5 points for Chelsea Stevenson on a 3 and a 2. 2 points for Lauren Livingston on 2 for 2 from the line. 2 for Riley Jenkins on 2 for 4 from the line. The Streaks with a 1 3-pointer, 4 for 6 from the line. Rock Island led by Jemiah Winter with Emily Allison with 8 points on 4 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line. 5 for Jemiah Winter on a 3 and a 2. 3 for Mari McDuffie on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. 3 for Bree Williams on a 3-pointer, a basket for Kayla Rice, a basket for Bree Stewart. Let's see, they didn't count up their free throws. 1 for 3 from the line, and the 2 3-pointers for Rock Island.
Well, not a whole lot positive, you could say. Streaks turned the ball over 16 times in that first half, so hopefully it only gets better from there. 9 turnovers for Rocky. Streaks with 15 rebounds to 14 for Rocky. Streaks were out-rebounded offensively, though, 5-4. Rock Island shot at 10 of 25 from the field, 2 of 8 from downtown. They had 5 second-chance points. Streaks, 2 of 16 from the field.
Wow.
1 of 5 from distance, 1 of 11 from downtown.
Halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. 2 for 16 from the field.
Yep.
Wow. That is not good. And then you mentioned the 16 turnovers. Honestly, we're fortunate that it's a 23-9 game.
Right.
Without their 9 turnovers and some misses of shots, I mean, it honestly could be, 40-something to
Well, right. And the crazy thing, Tom, is that it sounds like a lot, 23-9.
Yeah.
It's only 14 points.
Right. Yeah, because we were just talking. It's like, hey, if we get a stop and get a score, we could cut it to single digits. But then they scored a basket there right before the half. So, oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we're at halftime, 23-9. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailed the Rock Island Rocks. Of course, the winner goes on to the championship game coming up on Thursday night against the Peoria High Lions, who are a big winner here tonight. Thanks again to all our sponsors throughout the season. Of course, when we're on the road, Galesburg Nissan provides all our transportation. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Home of the lifetime warranty. Well, we hope we get to use their car once again next week heading up to Rock Island for the sectional. We'll see, though. Got to get a win here tonight, then wouldn't get any easier Thursday night, that's for sure, against Peoria High. I didn't realize that. I was talking with Rocky head coach Henry Hall off the air. I said, how do you feel you guys would match up with Central? He said, actually, we played them first game of the season. We turned the ball over 40 times and lost by 3 in overtime.
Wow.
And he said it was also, not to make excuses, the first game without Bree Beal, and we had girls out there looking to pass to somebody who wasn't on the floor with them. So it's kind of surprising.
Who's
going to
bail us out here?
Yeah, kind of surprised me that they match up that well with them, because I thought maybe I think they're more disciplined than Peoria High, if you look at the two.
Looks like Streaks are coming out in a 1-2-2 zone here, Tom.
And they get it to Emily Allison in the middle. She scoops it up and under, an outstretched arm, gets it up and in. She's got 10 in the game and make it 25-9 Rock Island. Riley Jenkins the other way on the left wing, stops, gets Audrey Peck down to the block, turns in the paint, puts it up short. And looked like there was some contact there by Summer and Allison.
Post player myself, I can tell you I don't have a problem with getting bodied around, but when you touch the shooting arm, that's supposed to be a foul.
McDuffie misses the shot. Chelsea Stevenson may have gotten a piece of it. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Riley Jenkins and Lauren Livingston on the left wing.
Hands all over Lauren there.
Oh, there we're finally going to call it. It's only because the official was standing right in front of Evan. I'm sure he was talking about it. So Maya Winter with her first foul.
Yeah, again, you're not supposed to be able to put your hands on the player. That was a huge point of emphasis. Oh, wow. And
wow.
Bree Williams hits the floor, and she gets called for the foul there.
I think she tried to grab Riley as she fell. I think she tripped. I think that's what he called it. Because she shook her head. Yeah, I think she reached out and tried to grab her as she was falling. But that's her first foul.
2 quick fouls on the Rocks. Maybe the Streaks can make some hay at the free throw line.
I'd rather seen him go against Simmer and Allison, but now Riley drives down the right side, kicks out to Chelsea Stevenson for 3 right corner, gets her own rebound. Riley Jenkins, left wing for three. Short. Rebound comes down to Simmer for Rock Island. Hannah Simmer. Down court it goes. Emily Allison in the paint. Back to Simmer. Three-pointer. Top of the key. That's too strong. And the rebound. Oh, Simmer somehow got in there.
Old rebound.
Yeah. See, Riley Jenkins went up. Nobody put a body on Simmer. Riley Jenkins went up for the rebound. Simmer ran down, right down the left side of the lane, grabbed the ball away, put it up and in.
That just can't happen, Tom. That's her wanting it more than anybody else. She came from roughly 20 feet out to beat everybody down the lane for that rebound.
Lauren Livingston for three, left wing is good. That is the first streak other than Chelsea Stevenson to make a basket, 27-12. And that, by the way, was Hannah Simmer's first basket. So all that they're doing, you know, without their best player having even scored. She was out for a while with the foul trouble early, too. And Rock Island's been doing well without her. Simmer's got it, top of the key. Dribbles right, bounces for Jemiah Winter. Winter goes baseline. Leans in, missed the shot. Rebound, Lauren Livingston. Lost the handle, gets it back. Now gives to Riley Jenkins. 5:49 to play third quarter. Streaks try to cut into the lead. Got to go one possession at a time here. Left wing, Chelsea Stevenson on top of the three-point line. Good. Would have been better as a three, but we'll take the long two. She's got seven, and Henry Call calls a quick timeout. He is not happy with his team.
Who's that pass from?
Riley.
Riley.
That was a Riley assist. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:36 to play here in the third quarter. It's Rock Island 27, Galesburg 14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
It's off to Rock Island for the final Western Big Six boys basketball game of the season for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me from Rock Island Friday night at 7:06 on WGIL.
5:36 to play third quarter. Tom Aerdeth, Eric Gibson, John Thiel, Jim. Regional opener. It's a semifinal. The Rock Island Rocks now lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks 27-14. Rocks with the basketball out of the timeout. Bree Williams right side goes to the wing, picks up, gives out high to Emily Allison. Back to Williams on the right side. Top of the key goes to Amari McDuffie, left wing Jemiah Winter. Winter puts on the floor, swings it over to Allison on the right wing. Right baseline it goes to Williams outside the three-point arc. She'll swing it to Winter between the circles.
Interestingly enough, the Streaks have come out of the zone, which I thought maybe we'd see a little bit more of that so that they can jump passing lanes, but they're back in the man-to-man.
Bree Williams, left wing. McDuffie over the top to Simmer, puts it up and in. Got no help from the Audrey Peck went high, tried to go after the ball. Nobody helped from the low side. Simmer's got two baskets now here in the third quarter, make it 29-14.
That's always the issue if you're going to play high top side there, is that if they get the ball over the top of you, there's probably nobody there.
Okay, Riley and Lauren both got bumped and no foul called, and we turn it over. McDuffie down the left side, puts it up, missed the runner, rebound Lauren Livingston for the Streaks. Lauren brings it up herself, right side, stops, steps back, fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Simmer takes it away.
They just look so good, Tom. Unfortunately, they just don't fall for it sometimes.
McDuffie for three, left wing, good. And she hit, I think, at least a couple of those against us up there. Now it's 32-14. Under 4 minutes to play, third quarter. As Bree Williams has her hand on Riley and is pushing her down the side of the floor.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
no call.
And now we got a jump ball.
I just don't get. You're not supposed to be able to hand check. And not only was she hand check, she had her forearm was kind of pushing her. And they're not going to call. Now, I mean, and honestly, this isn't going to have any bearing on the outcome of the game. We're just not playing well. But that does not help. Now the inbound. Inbound pass. I thought it got knocked away. The official that was not in position to see it called it off of Audrey Peck. The official in the position to see it just looked at the other official. Didn't even say he didn't see it. He just, I'm pretty sure that guy has not blown his whistle all night, the older of the three.
Well, he just called the jump ball on the,
oh, okay,
that was the foul.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
McDuffie down the left side of the lane. Shot blocked by Riley Jenkins. And it's going to go out of bounds back to the Rocks. McDuffie to inbound from the right baseline. 3:32 to play, third quarter. Bounces for Simmer on the right block. Knocked away from behind by Arlita Brown. Riley comes up with it. Now to Chelsea Stevenson. Gets it off to Lauren Livingston. To Riley, or excuse me, Arlita Brown. Top of the key. Hands off to Lauren Livingston. Lauren dribbles right. Out between the circles. Down the right side lane. Splits the defenders. Puts it up. No, but she gets fouled. Is it going to go against?
Could go on Simmer. It could go on Winter.
Can't tell if that's a 2-2 or a 2-3. Nope, Morgan Freeman. Freeman picks up her first foul. See, it's unfortunate the fouls are being spread around now rather than the ones right. We would like to see get the foul, since Lauren Livingston hits the first free throw. She's got six in the game, 32-15. Adding Lingefelter in, also Cadence Leidick, as Arlita Brown and Chelsea Stevenson get a break.
Problem with where the streaks are right now is it doesn't mean anything if you can't start hitting some shots.
Second free throw, no good. This is Kayla Rice, left wing to Simmer. Traveled, no call. Bounces back to Rice, top of the key. Free throw line, kicks out to Freeman. Freeman to the free throw line, penetrates. Scoops up a runner, no good. Rebound, Cadence Leidick.
Some of these shots are put up, Tom. It's,
yeah.
They're not going to have a shot in the world against Peoria if they play like this.
Yeah. Riley Jenkins, right wing, steps back, 17-footer, good. Wow, that was a message shot there. Had the defender all over and dribbled hard, stepped back, put it up and in. That is the first basket for Riley tonight. She's got 4 points, 32-17. McDuffie on high right side to Rice between the circles. Rice top of the key, free throw line, kicks out to McDuffie top of the key. McDuffie dribbles left, gets a pick from Simmer down the left side of the lane. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck, and a rebound, Audrey Peck. 3-on-2 break, streaks with numbers. Riley Jenkins kicks out to Lauren Livingston, left wing. Now they close out. Now it's Cadence Leidick, top of the key, dribbles right. Down the right side of the lane, leans in, up off the glass, too strong. Weak side rebound, Abby Lingefelter puts it back up and in. Streaks try to get something going here, 32-19, 2:10 to play. Now a wide open three, right side from Freeman is no good.
Jeez.
And Riley Jenkins gets pushed on the rebound, and again, no call.
With the official right there.
Now Riley's pass knocked away. Riley gets it back. Now we're going to call a push on Kayla Rice as Riley, after the pass got tapped, Riley brings it back down. So that's three on Kayla Rice. Well, I'm sure, you know, Coach Hall doesn't mind when they get called. He's got so many players he's running in and out. He just keep coming at them the same way.
Right.
Because most of the time they're not calling that anyway.
Yeah, you might as well gamble until they start consistently calling it, because you're right. What are you going to get? You're going to get a couple players with a few fouls, and you just get them out of the game.
Lauren Livingston inbound from the court, and the pass stolen away by Rice. Rice runs down the right side, lays it up and in.
Just miscommunication right there between Lauren and Riley. Riley decided to try to peel out to get behind Rice, but Lauren had already thrown the pass.
Audrey Peck to Riley Jenkins out high left side. 1:35 to play in the quarter. Streets trail 34-19. Riley splits the defenders, gets tripped up, and now threw the ball out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Streets. With the ball going that way, there's no way.
Well, he's saying Simmer touched it is what he motioned, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Physics still exists in this universe.
Inbound to Lauren Livingston. Top of the key, penetrates. The runner is up, gets hammered from behind, no call, and the rebound's going to go off Bree Stewart last, and it'll go back to the Streaks on the left baseline.
Tough shooting night for Lauren. She's just 1 of 9 from the field.
Riley Jenkins inbound from the left baseline. 1:27 to play. Going to get a five call. Nope. Finally gets it in. Lauren on the left block. Puts it up. No, but she's fouled. That's going to be, it's on Kayla Rice. That's her fourth.
Yep.
Yep. Kayla Rice just picked up her fourth foul.
Coach Hall not happy about it.
And that's going to put Lauren Livingston at the free throw line and Mari McDuffie up off the bench. So Lauren hit 1 of 2 last time. Hits the first this time. McDuffie will replace Rice with 1:25 to play in the quarter. 14-point lead now for Rock Island, 34-20. Second shot up and good. Eight for Lauren Livingston, 34-21 Rock Island. Brooklyn Larson left wing for the Rocks. Top of the key, Hannah Simmer. Simmer dribbles right, goes to the wing, bounces down to the block for Bree Stewart. Shot blocked.
Oh,
my
wow.
God. Clean block by Audrey Peck. And they call a foul. This is unbelievable.
With all of the non-calls we've had, that was clean as could be. There was space in between the players. I don't know what this official, what game of this official's watching, but wow.
Wow. three fouls on Audrey Peck. That was unbelievable. I couldn't have gotten more clean than that. Could not have been a more clean block. Wow, Bree Stewart puts a free throw up and in. That was horrible. Right on top of the ball. I mean,
right. Right, and she kept space between her and the offensive player, which is what you're supposed to do.
Stewart hits both free throws. She's got 4 points.
Streets back down by 15.
103 to play, third quarter.
Lauren need a run.
On the dribble. And just got away with a travel or something. I'm not sure what it was. Went up for the shot and got blocked. Fell to the floor. Left wing, Brooklyn Larson. Left baseline, it goes to Bree Williams. Back out to Larson out high on the left side with 46 seconds to play. Right wing, Simmer. Simmer goes baseline. Leans in and just... Defense just kind of backed off.
Well, she just is going right around Audrey because Audrey's worried about that foul. But this is the last game of the season. You just got to go all out.
Lauren Livingston, left wing, left baseline to Abby Lingenfelter. Abby puts it on the floor and coach. Oh,
wow. That's
Simmer.
A third on Hannah Simmer. I did not see that one.
I mean, I guess you could argue she did kind of body up on her, but that was pretty mild compared to what they haven't called all night. And that's three on Hannah Simmer.
No,
now.
That's the first on Hannah Simmer.
Oh, no. No, she got two early.
That's what I thought, too, but they only have her for one on the board.
That's not right because that's why she went out early with two fouls.
That's what I thought.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Maybe the board is just wrong.
Yeah, I think so. Now Riley Jenkins left baseline. Shot is partially blocked. Bree Stewart with a rebound. Now Bree Williams with 17 seconds to play. Williams on the right wing to McDuffie, top of the key. 13 to play over the top to Allison. Just threw it right over the top of her streaks to get it back on the Rock Island turnover.
11 turnover for the Rocks.
11.3 to play in the third. Riley Jenkins will bring it up for the streaks. Cross midcourt with 8. Now with 6. Down the left side of the lane with 5. Leans in up off the glass. And, oh, look, a block call against Allison. So Emily Allison picks up her third foul. So, you know, maybe foul trouble could become a factor here.
Got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Though.
3 seconds to play here in the third quarter. And Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line with 2 shots. 38-21 Rock Island. First shot for Riley. And it's short. Man. She's struggled from the line.
I think she's just gassed.
Yep. 2 for 5 now from the line. And she's bending over holding her shorts.
But she's just leaving them short. It's not like she's way off the mark. She's just leaving them short.
And gets the second one up and in. She's got 5. Make it 38-22. 2 seconds to play. Brooklyn Larson across midcourt and doesn't even get a shot off. I don't think she knew how much time was on the clock. We have played 3 quarters of basketball. It is Rock Island 38, Galesburg 22. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Silver Streets Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
I'm Will Stephenson. State Senator Jill Tracy and State Representative Dan Swanson will react to Governor Pritzker's budget address tomorrow night at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Rock Island with a basketball to start the fourth quarter, leading the Galesburg Silver Streaks 38-22. As apparently it looked like Amari McDuffie just stepped on the sideline and the official was not looking that way and didn't see it. And now she just nearly traveled out of her midcourt. Now it's Allison with it on the left wing for Rock Island.
Well, needless to say, the Galesburg faithful has not impressed with this officiating group.
Streaks outscored 15-13 in that third quarter. McDuffie drives in, double clutches, gets a shot up and in. She's got 8. Make it 40-22 Rock Island. 7-10 to play in the ball game. You lose, you go home. Riley Jenkins down the left side gets hammered by Jemiah Winter. That's going to be her second foul. That'll put Riley at the free throw line with two shots. So two for Winter. Simmer with three. Yeah, she must have to because she's on the bench right now. It looks like she's getting ready to come back in. We'll see what the board says when she gets back in. First shot for Riley. He uses all the rim and falls through. So Hannah Simmer checks back in. She'll replace Bree Stewart. And I'll still say she's got one foul. I'm sure we, because that's why she went out.
She has to be,
because
she went out right after that last foul. Yeah. She has to have three.
Yeah. Plus the fact he wouldn't have held her out that long in the first half if she didn't have those two fouls. Second shot good by Riley. Make it 40-24. Streaks come out with full court pressure. And it comes to Simmer. Gets to McDuffie. Now a three-on-one break. McDuffie down the middle. Gets it off to Winter. Lays it up. Got it. And now, come on. Jeez. And yes, it probably was a foul on Arlita, but if you're not, you know, again, we've talked about this time and time again. Give us some consistency, please. So Winter puts the shot up and in.
This is the tough thing. If she hits this, you can't be trading twos for threes when you're down by this much. Yeah. You need to shut them out.
Missed it badly. But rebound kept alive by Allison. Now it's on the floor, and finally Lauren Livingston picks it up.
Lots of bodies hitting the floor.
That was the first foul on Arlita, by the way. Chelsea Stevenson, right baseline. Shot was short. Rebound came down to Winter. Gets it off to Allison. Allison on the run. Emily Allison, right corner to Bree Williams. Back out top of the key to McDuffie. Left side ball. Oh, that's a double dribble. The ball went through the hands of Hannah Simmer. She caught it, dropped it, and then dribbled. And then spun and made a move to the basket, put it in.
They haven't called that much all season.
We saw it once, didn't we?
We saw it once
when it didn't happen and they called it.
Right.
Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson. That time she's behind the line, couldn't hit it. Rebound comes down to Hannah Simmer for Rock Island. 44-24, the Rocks lead. 6-11 play. Simmer drives
down
the right side.
Her.
Nobody stops her. Lays it up and in. She's got 10 all here in the second half.
Just ran free and went in for the easy layup. It was almost like a layup drill there.
Arlita Brown out high left side. Gets bumped again. No call. They hacked her across the arm. Winter did, and no call. Riley Jenkins pass over the top of her head. Are you kidding me? They just called Riley for a push. They were going after a loose ball.
Well, and wow. Riley was trying to retreat, too.
Wow. This is one of the worst officiated games I have ever seen, I think. So, let's see. Audrey Peck's going to get a break. Abby Lingenfelter back in. 5:48 to play. 46-24 is the Rock Island lead. McDuffie gives to Allison between the circles. Right wing it goes to, who's that back in? Tanya Nimmers. Now it's Allison with it left wing. Swing it over to McDuffie. Right wing, right baseline to Winter.
Travel.
Fakes, and they called the travel. That's unusual. Guess it's easier to see in those neon green shoes that Jemiah Winter
they
is wearing.
They are bright shoes.
She could be playing for Oregon. And then Simmer's got kind of pastel purple shoes.
And again, Nimmer's two hands to the waist of Riley.
Lauren Livingston for three, missed it. And Arlita Brown does a nice job keeping the ball alive. Now the pass got away, though, and coming up with it is Simmer for Rock Island. Hannah Simmer on the dribble. I just knew. Oh, I thought she was going to go all the way to the basket.
She had a lane.
Mind. Yeah. Now McDuffie out top, left side, with 5 minutes to play. Left wing, it's Emily Allison.
Well, the Streaks have to pressure the basketball. Yeah. They're down by 22. You're not getting the ball back, sitting back.
Nice job by Arlita, knocking the pass away from Winter. Now it's Lauren Livingston on the dribble. Picks up, looks for help, gives to Chelsea Stevens down near midcourt on the right side. She'll get to Riley Jenkins between the circles. Riley in the center circle now with 4.5 minutes to play. Riley picks up, gives to Arlita Brown, top of the key. Hands off to Lauren Livingston. Lauren down the right side, gives to Chelsea Stevenson, right baseline for three. Good. First second of the game. She's got 10. 46-27 is the Rock Island lead with 4:13 to play.
Again, Streaks sitting back on defense. You can't sit back. You're down by 19 points.
Got to get on pressure because half the time the officials aren't even starting the count because we're not close enough. McDuffie with it, right wing. No look pass to Simmer down on the block. Lays it up and in. 6 in the quarter, 12 in the half for Hannah Simmer. And 12 in the game. Now going to have a foul on Allison. Yeah, Emily Allison. That's going to be her third foul. No, her fourth. That's going to put Riley Jenkins at the free throw line. Chance of the one-up bonus. 19 fouls on the rocks here in this half. And the thing is, the officials will look up there and say, well, yeah, look, we've called nine on them, only three on you. But, yeah, that's not it, yeah, that's not the least of what's going on. Well, 48-27 is the Rock Island lead. Riley Jenkins at the free throw line. Chance of the one-up bonus here. She has struggled from the line tonight. Hits that one. She will get the bonus. Only one basket for Riley. The rest of her points have come from the free throw line.
She's only taken six shots from the field. Just has not had many openings.
Second shot rolls off, no good. And Simmer with another rebound for Rock Island.
Closing in a double-double. She's got nine rebounds.
McDuffie leans in right baseline, can't hit the shot. And the rebound, okay, if you're not going to call the foul on our leader for going over the back, then it's Streak's ball because the ball went off of McDuffie. But the official right there on the play gives it back to Rock Island.
Did they get rid of the rule that you can throw it over the rim and catch it yourself? Because she was the first one to touch it, too.
Oh, you know, I don't even know.
Remember when
know.
You couldn't shoot an air ball and touch me the first one?
Well, but
to
they said she didn't touch it. They said that it was off of our lead anyway. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. 3.5 minutes to play.
Streak's still sitting back, down 20.
We determined 24 was Danny Robinson who's in.
Well, you know, the other thing Streaks might want to look at doing is double-teaming the ball here at some point, just kind of going to a scramble drill.
And down the right side lane, shot up and no good by Nimmers. Riley Jenkins with it. Riley down the left side of the lane, hesitation, lays it up. Oh, can't get it to fall, but a foul's going to be called. Is it Nimmers? Yep, Hannah Nimmers or Tanya Nimmers. That's the second on her. I think I only had one. Riley Jenkins back at the free throw line. Two-shot foul this time and hits the first. Riley with 9 points in the game.
Seven from the stripe.
5'7" junior. Left-handed shot is up and in. And after a quick break, Allison, Bree Williams, and Jemiah Winter back in for Rock Island. As the Streaks pick up with full court pressure, trailing by 18, 3:06 to play. Inbound to Winter. Gets to McDuffie. McDuffie on the dribble. She'll just run past the Streaks. Nice bounce for Simmer running the floor. Missed the shot, though. Tried to go with the right hand on the left side. Missed it. Lauren Livingston, left side, and nailed a long three-pointer. And I am not so sure that was a travel.
Gets called for the travel.
Yeah, she caught and hopped as she was stopping. I don't know. Made the long three, but it's no good. Now Hannah Simmer with it. Kicks out to Emily Allison, top of the key, Amari McDuffie, 2:43 to play. Right wing, Bree Williams.
Oh, and Arlita just chucked Allison to the baseline.
Inside, and now they're going to call that.
Well, I think
Arlita reached.
That's one of those ones I think he got keyed in after he saw Allison going flying to the baseline, so he was just watching for something.
Two on Arlita. Lily Hudgens and Armani Rivas going to check in for the Streaks as Lauren Livingston will come out. Megan Rome will check in as well.
I think that tells
Riley
you
Jenkins.
All you need to know.
Yep. Riley Jenkins. Looks like who else? Izzy Kirsch going to the scorer's table. Camellia Schwartzman as well as Coach Massey is going to take all the players off the floor. They get a nice hand from the Streaks crowd here with 2:31 to play, trailing 48-30. McDuffie to inbound, and it comes to Simmer. Fakes, puts it up, missed it, and goes
over the back
with the rebound. Why do you not call it? Now she gets her own rebound again. I just don't understand. Bree Williams for three, missed it, and it's going to go off of McDuffie and back to the Streaks. How do you not call the obvious over the back there? I mean, Lily Hudgens went to go up for the rebound, and boom, Simmer right on top of her.
Well, it'll be an interesting matchup between Rocky and Peoria.
Yeah.
They both like to play that aggressive defensive style. So you know what's going to happen on Thursday, Tom.
Yeah.
We're going to get a really tightly called game
exactly.
by some officials that have never seen either team play.
Right. Lily Hudgens with it out high on the left side. It's picked from Camellia Schwartzman.
Oh my God!
Are you kidding me? He just called Camellia set a pick, and he called a block on her. This is unbelievable. Wow.
Jeez. This guy.
Wow.
This guy's bad.
He's been the worst of the three, that's for sure.
He's lucky that Mr. Wyman's not doing games because he called him out on air.
And now a travel called on, who was that?
That was the Allah to make him call right there.
Jeez.
Five turnovers in the half now for the Rocks, 14 total for the game.
1:44 to play, 48-30 is the Rock Island lead. Right wing, Megan Roan. Out high to Camellia Schwartzman. Now Lily Hudgens has it out high left side to Izzy Kirsch. Izzy Kirsch, top of the key, crosses over down the right side.
Double dribble.
They didn't call. Now he's going to call the travel. the double dribble might have gotten hit, but I'm not sure.
He gave her the double dribble and the first travel. Second travel he should not get.
And Ava Morales checks in. She replaces Camellia Schwartzman with 1:28 to play. So coach is going to get everybody eligible to play in there. Rocks with it with 1:20 to play. This is Nimmers. Top of the key to Delea Connor. Down the right side lane. Stolen away by Armani Rivas. Armani on the run. Izzy Kirsch lays it up. Blocked. And they're going to call a foul on that one. there was a lot of ball. That's all I saw. But that's going to put Izzy Kirsch at the free throw line with two shots.
So, Tom, on a brighter note.
Yes.
We nearly saw history last Thursday. As I was looking at the record book, the most points in a game for a girls player was 41 by Sarah Larson back in 98-99.
Yeah.
So just 4 points shy of tying that was Riley and 5 points away from obviously beating it.
Yeah, as Izzy Kirsch hits both free throws, her first two varsity points. Yeah, that was quite, the efficiency again. And I think the next closest was what? I think Tiffany Sibley had 39 in a game maybe. Has two shots missed. Rebound Armani Rivas. Armani on the run. Right past the Rocks. Lays it up and gets knocked to the floor. And Armani's going to go to the free throw line with 53.2 seconds to play. Something exciting always happens when she gets into the basketball game. Good or bad, it's always something exciting.
Yeah, she can fly up and down the floor.
I was kind of hoping to see her go up against McDuffie, but McDuffie was only in there briefly with her. First free throw up and good for Armani. Make it 48-33. 53.2 seconds to play. The Rocks will move on to the championship game Thursday night. Second shot good by Armani Rivas to take on the Peoria High Lions. And, it's hard to say which team is more disciplined. I don't know.
I'm going to go with Peoria. I think Peoria doesn't turn over the ball as much, but I don't know that either of these teams scores very well. So,
but very similar teams defensively, though.
Right. If Simmer gets off, she could very well carry this team.
Nimmers drives down the right side, lays it up in, 50-34 with 26 seconds to play.
But I think the big thing is going to be how the game is called, because if the officials call a tight game, that kind of throws in a variable that you just don't know what you're going to get, because both of these teams play such a...
Oh, reverse layup by Armani Rivas just dropped up, fell off the rim. Just because she somehow reached up with her right hand, threw it high, and it bounced off the rim twice. Wouldn't fall through. 8.4 seconds to play.
Surprisingly, Rocky's not just holding the ball. Now they're going to... There's the game.
The Rock on the Rocks defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks. The Streaks season comes to an end. The final score... Rock Island 50. They just changed ours from 34 to 30. I thought it said 34 up there. Now it's 33.
It did say
34, didn't it?
Yeah.
Put that ours up and see. I had written down 34 already, and I looked up and it changed to 33.
I thought that number 22.
Izzy Kirsch.
I thought she only went one of two.
Okay. I thought she made both. Because
I wrote down one of two, but then you said she made them both. So then I
changed
it.
Maybe that's okay. Maybe they thought the same thing I did. They don't have her up there anymore.
They don't have her up there.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure. We'll see. That's probably where it was at then, if that's the case.
That's what I thought. But then when I looked at the scoreboard, it showed the extra point. So.
Okay. Well, we'll change it then. 50-33, the final score. The Rocks defeat the Galesburg Silver Streak. Streak season comes to an end with an 18-14 record. Rocky now 23-9. They move on to the regional championship here on this gym Thursday night. We'll take a timeout, come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll run down our post-game stats and, of course, name our final Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for this season. Streaks fall 50-33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
It's tax season again, and you probably already have big plans for that refund, a much-needed getaway, maybe adding a man cave to your home. What about trading in your vehicle for a new one? This is Sarah Yen. What's more important than having a safe and reliable vehicle for you and your family? Trade your current vehicle for a new one and use your tax refund as the down payment. Make your money count this year. Put your big, beautiful tax refund to work for you at Yem Auto Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Carl Sandburg Historic Site, St. Patrick's Church, and the Children's Milk Fund of Knox County. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword 100.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Galesburg Handy Van. Find out how you can live a worry-free winter at Galesburg.info. Keyword handy van, helping you live independently. Clear skies tonight, a low near 15 degrees. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 29. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low near 11. And Thursday, becoming sunny with a high near 25 degrees. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 30 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The season comes to an end for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they fall to the Rock on the Rocks. 50-33 is the final score. Streaks season comes to an end with a record of 18-13, and in some ways, Eric, this game kind of a microcosm of the season.
Yeah,
you know,
well, definitely the team was very uneven this year all throughout the season. You saw glimpses of some of the bright spots. Unfortunately, one of the things that this team seemed to struggle with game in, game out was where are the points going to come from, and when somebody got hot, they would have a chance to ride that player, but that just didn't happen often enough in the season, Tom.
Yeah, and it was just, there were some bright spots. There was some good play at times, but it just, like I said, it wasn't consistent. And probably, in particular that Moline game last Thursday night, that was the best game we played. And you're looking at that game at probably, probably 3 to 3.5 quarters of pretty good basketball. You just didn't really get a full 32 minutes of really good basketball I think in many of the games this year. There, I mean, of course, you know, every team you're going to have stretches where you don't necessarily play well, but we just seem to have way too many of those this year.
Yeah, and it's tough because, you know, it's not that they weren't getting quality looks. They just weren't going down. And you know as well as anyone, and Coach Massey can attest to this as well, it's not from lack of effort. This team shoots a lot of shots. They're a team that spends a lot of their offseason trying to get themselves into the situation where they're shooting and getting that shot down, but it did not ever come to fruition this year. And you know, the tough thing is that when you're not hitting shots, this isn't a game where Rocky just blew their doors off. They
right.
only scored
yeah.
50 points.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, compared to 33, that sounds like a lot, but the reality is this Rocky team could have, with turning the streaks over 24 times, could have run away with this thing and hit early. They got it up to 24, but the streaks also had this down to nearly single digits a couple times in the second half.
Yeah, and one time I think also late in the first half we had a chance to maybe cut it to single digits, but then gave up didn't get a stop, gave up I think a layup, and went in at halftime down 23-9. And again, even at that time we said could have been much worse, but
yes.
But it wasn't. So you didn't until. You know, you kind of got in the fourth quarter, mid-fourth quarter. Then you kind of thought, okay, we may be out of the game at this point. Post-game coaches interview brought to you by Neil Thomas, or excuse me, by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And, Coach, it was a tough one tonight. Obviously, you knew you came up against a good team, but we're just talking about the fact that until late in the game, you felt you're a couple of plays away because you're getting some looks and not getting the fall. And a couple times you nearly cut it to single digits a couple times, first half, second half, and you just felt you're a couple plays away, but the breaks just never went your way.
Yeah, I think, you know, the first thing is you look, would have to go back through the first game, but my sense is all three games that we played Rock Island, the first quarters were just disastrous for us. And you look, they play good pressure defense with things, but boy, you know, it just the where the unfortunately the pressure rattled us to the point where we would get the ball inside and we couldn't finish, or we even, it's almost as if, you know, the pressure affected us at the foul line with things that, so when we did get open shots and you just kind of thought, oh, we're going to get it going and stuff, that we just, you know, never kind of got comfortable enough to make shots.
Yeah, and you got to the point of what, you know, you only had the 1 point at the end of the first quarter, didn't get a basket till the second quarter. Did you feel like they were kind of pressing? It's like, okay, we need this basket. We need this basket. Were they kind of pressing at that point, you feel, or just,
I don't
or
know.
Just from
I
the
mean,
from the defense,
like, you know,
yeah.
Early in the game of I just think, you know, I think we turned it over four out of the first five possessions. And, you know, we've talked about that. And it's just what happens is, for whatever the reasons are, you know, we thought we had, you know, we had a good lead up into the game as far as practice. And we worked hard on different ways to get into our offense so it wouldn't have to just be Riley generating as far as getting things going. And it was just, you know, all of that kind of blew up right off the bat and stuff, so it was unfortunate.
Very, very, very physical out on the perimeter. We're sometimes amazed that, you know, we hear, oh, emphasize, we're not, there's going to be no handshaking, no this or that. I cannot imagine going through a game. I mean, I take that back. I've played games like that, but just in pickup games, that's the way it is. Not in a regular game with officials. It almost was like a Big Ten men's game out there, it seemed like.
Well, yeah, and I don't understand. You know, you look, the NBA has, you know, chosen to end up not allow the hand check, and so it's different than Michael Jordan played in college basketball. You look and it's just automatic, they do that. And I don't know whether it was 7 or 8 years ago that was what was supposed to happen in high school, but somewhere along the line because the thing I get from the refs always is I'll say when Riley's going with the ball, I'll say, you know, that kid has her hand on her the entire way, and that's supposed to be an automatic call.
Yeah.
And they'll say, well, they're not, she's not influencing the direction. And so, the one ref standing in front, I put my hand on him, and I said, can your partners tell right now if I'm in and up, I'm really pushing you or grabbing you? Or and they can't with it. And, you know, it's we'll just work on of, you know, hopefully we do things to make it even more and more obvious that what's going on. And hopefully we get, more calls that way with stuff. But it's, you know, that's only, you know, a part of the game and stuff. But it's very frustrating.
Well, final game of the season, always tough when you head into the locker room, and you got three seniors heading out, but you got a whole good nucleus of kids coming up. What do you say first off to the seniors, and then to your returners about obviously their stuff they got to work on?
Well, yeah, I mean that's tonight you get done, and you don't talk a lot of basketball.
Yeah.
That, you know, maybe the first minute we did with it, but you know it's more. You know, express to these guys of appreciated what they've done as far as the culture they've created this year. That they, the three seniors, they're champions. And they, in terms of as leaders, of setting a tone for how you get along as teammates, how you handle adversity, how you handle success, they've been models that way. And as I told the three seniors, I said the measure of leadership is, do you leave the program better than when you came in? And there's no doubt those three have made the program better by their leadership and how they did things. So it's been a fantastic group to work with. That we would have liked to have won more games, but we still had a good year. But you know, I bet there's been maybe two or three times all season where Coach Barshinger and I in a practice would just say, you know, we got to get on them, that they got to end up, you know, work harder with it, because they came to practices ready to work and, you know, focused on what they were doing. So they made the job pretty easy and stuff.
Yeah, it's great to have leadership like that where you're not having to do that as coaches and you can just concentrate on basketball.
Yeah, and I think you know, people don't realize, I think they think leadership is loud. I think, you know, the key component in leadership is humility. And I think all three of those kids are kids that have great humility. So what happens, it's never, you know, about me. It's always about us. And that makes a difference.
Well, Coach, end of the season, 18 wins, and there were probably times you wondered if you would hit that mark. Then there's other times it was just, we were saying in some ways this game was a microcosm of the season, because there would be some spots when you play pretty well, and it seemed like that of the season. You'd have a game or parts of a game you play pretty well, and then there'd be parts you would struggle. But a lot of fun this season, though.
You know, I think you talked about the wins. I think there was a point in the season where I thought, man, we're going to win 22, 23 games.
Yeah.
And then there was a point where it's like, we're going to win 14. And then we ended up with 18 and things. But it's sad. It's a group that I'll miss working with, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate you taking time. Win or lose, you always are gracious to us and come up and talk with us pre-games as well. Always been great working with you. We're going to see you for the 43rd next year.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Coach, again, thank you so much. We always appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks fall 50-33. Come back and run down some post-game stats. And also coming up, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
Call Dave's.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
If you're spotted wearing the blue WGIL button, you could win cash. Pick one up today at Hy-Vee on East Main Street and on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Full details at WGIL.com.
Streaks fall here tonight. Final score, Rock Island 50, Galesburg 33. The streak season comes to an end tonight, and the Rocks move on to the regional championship coming up on Thursday night. Let's start on our post-game stats, and the team stats are where it's really going to get pretty interesting. First off,
interesting is a word.
Yeah, it is a word. Streaks were led by a couple of players in double figures with 10 points. Riley Jenkins with 10, just one basket, 8 for 12 from the free throw line. Chelsea Stevenson with 10 points, hit a couple of threes and a couple of twos. 8 points for Lauren Livingston. She had a three-pointer, 5 for 6 from the free throw line. 2 points apiece for Abby Lingefelter on a basket. And Armani Rivas on a couple of free throws. 1 point for Izzy Kirsch on 1 for 2 from the free throw line. The Streaks with the three three-pointers in the game, 16 for 22 from the free throw line. The Rocks were led by Hannah Zimmer with 12 points. Those all came in the second half. 3 baskets in the third quarter, 3 baskets in the fourth quarter. 10 points for Emily Allison. All but two of hers came in the first half. 5 baskets for her 10 points. 8 points for Amari McDuffie. A 3, a couple of twos, 1 for 2 from the line. 7 for Jemiah Winter. She had a 3 and a couple of threes, or a 3 and a couple of twos, 0 for 1 from the line. 4 points for Kayla Rice and Bree Stewart, both off the bench. 2 for Tania Nemers. 3 for Bree Williams on a three-pointer. They hit 3 threes, just 3 for 6 from the free throw line.
15 turnovers for Rocky. Streaks turned the ball over 24 times, which sounds like a lot. It is a lot. But only 8 coming in the second half, so they actually cut down their turnovers there in the second half. Streaks were out rebounded 30-29, 11-8 on the offensive boards. They gave up 7 second-chance points, so that's not a terrible number. Rocky shot the ball 22 of 52 from the field, 3 of 11 from downtown, 19 of 41 from inside the arc. Just in one note, 12 points for Hannah Simmer. She had 11 rebounds as well, so she goes for a double-double in this one. Streaks, on the other hand, shooting the ball was not their forte in this one, as they were 7 of 34 from the field, 3 of 13 from downtown. So just a real poor shooting game.
So even only 4 baskets inside the arc.
Right. Ouch. So 4 of 21 from inside the arc.
Yeah.
Stats in addition to points Tom told you about, Audrey Peck had 2 rebounds and 2 blocks. It's been a while since she's been shut out on a game, I believe, if my memory serves.
Yeah.
7 rebounds, an assist and a steal for Lauren Livingston. Again, she had a tough night shooting the ball, just 1 of 11 from the field. 3 rebounds and a steal for Abby Lingenfelter. 1 rebound, 1 steal, 1 block for Caden Slidick. 2 rebounds and assist for Alita Brown. 2 rebounds and a steal for Chelsea Stevenson. 1 steal for Armani Rivas. And 6 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks for Riley Jenkins.
All right, Streaks fall by a final of 50-33. Their season comes to an end. We'll take our final timeout, and we will come back and name our final Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player for the season. Streaks fall 50-33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you feel like you've tried everything to fill positions at your business, it's time to try radio. Find out how you can affordably have the attention of thousands of people on a daily basis and get your position filled at galesburg.info. Keyword, jobs.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show as we'll be talking to the BBC's security correspondent Gordon Carrera on the Russians Among Us, spies since the end of the Cold War.
Tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The season over for the Galesburg High girls basketball team as they fall to the Rock Island Rocks. 50-33 was the final score. And the streak season comes to an end. They finish with an 18-14 record. Rocky now 23-9. They'll move to the championship game Thursday night here at John Thiel Gym against the Peoria High Lions. Our final order of business is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Of course, we thank Dave Dunn and Dave's Auto Body. They've been doing that for years. I was trying to think back. I was going to ask somebody today. I forgot. It's been back into the 90s sometime, I think, since we've been doing the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. It's been a long, long time, so we appreciate Dave Dunn and Dave's Auto Body for doing that for us. So it's a tough one in a game like this. So you try to find where was the crunch time. Well, not much of a crunch time in this game. What were the bright spots? There wasn't a whole lot of them, but this young lady kind of, well, one, she made our first basket, and kind of she was the one that kind of kept us hanging around a little bit and hit double figures, which doesn't normally happen.
Yeah, we're going to go with the senior, Chelsea Stevenson. She finishes the game 10 points, 2 rebounds, a steal. She was, 4 of 9 from the field, so she shot the ball pretty well. Unfortunately, she just wasn't enough firepower on her own, and she really was the only one hitting open shots.
So Chelsea Stevenson, one of the seniors for the Streaks, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. We want to thank all our sponsors, of course, our pregame, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, Craddy Insurance, Todd Van Velser, Financial Advisor with Edward Jones, of course, Courtright Construction in Oneida. Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. And, of course, Galesburg Nissan, they provide our transportation to all of our road games throughout the basketball season, the girls' basketball season, the boys' basketball season, football season as well. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And, of course, all our feature sponsors as well. We can't do it without them, so support our sponsors, and we thank them, and we hope you thank them as well as we couldn't do our broadcast without the generous help from our sponsors. Well, Eric, that is going to do it. The good news tonight, the Illini get a win at number 9 Penn State. That was good news.
Good news.
So we got that.
Unfortunately, not good news here from Thiel.
Not at all. But there will be more basketball here. Well, not by the Galesburg High girls. There will be the Rocks and the Lions coming up Thursday night. And the Galesburg High boys, they will be at Rock Island on Friday night. Then they'll have, I think, Limestone. Is that one on the road? Their Limestone game the following Friday somewhere here. But they will be hosting the regional as well. So the Galesburg High boys will get to play here in their own regional as well. So good for them. And looking forward to that postseason getting started. Should be a good one.
Well, Quincy lost 53-42 to Belleville West, so they're out in game one, and that's unfortunate because they had really turned their season around. Moline did, though, get a win over Joliet Central 57-41 out at Joliet West. So a couple of the local teams putting results on the board, and I haven't seen
anything from Canton yet? Geneseo or...
Let's see. Let me double check.
Richwoods.
Well, I mean, that one, there's probably no doubt it should be Geneseo and Richwoods moving on in those two games. Yeah.
I am not seeing any scores right now. But
okay.
Oh, well, Eagles play hard but fall to Geneseo. So Geneseo did beat Dunlap
62-55. Okay.
And it says they did advance to face Richwoods. So Richwoods must have won the early game.
All right. Well, there we go. Well, again, interesting season, ups and downs, and you kind of at times you got some expectations because you just weren't sure, but you didn't get some things you needed from other positions where you needed them at times.
Yeah, and the key is going to be now that a lot of these juniors and sophomores got looks at the varsity mm-hmm. level. It's all about progression, and you want to progress. You're only losing three seniors from the squad, which. Yes, Kaylee, Chelsea, and Arlita will be missed, as Coach Massey kind of talked about. But the big thing is that only losing three players and only realistically losing two starters, that's not a terrible formula coming into next year.
And one would hope, 18-win season.
Right.
Yeah.
So one would hope, you'll have bigger aspirations next year, another year for Riley to get stronger and if there's any motivation you need, if you're Riley Jenkins, it's looking at the fact that two games ago or last game you scored 37 points on 14 shots. In this game, you only took five shots in the entire game.
Yeah.
You've got to be kind of looking at yourself in the mirror going, next year is going to be my year.
And, yeah, we saw Lauren Livingston especially come on late in the season. Audrey Peck late in the season had her struggles tonight, but she came on late in the season. And, you'll have Abby Davidson back. It's so unfortunate that she missed an entire year, her sophomore year. But, again, two more years with her and an incredibly athletic they listed her as 6'1". I think she might even be taller than that now. An incredibly athletic young lady. So you have, double up in the post. You got, Abby Lingenfelter got a lot of time late in the season. You got some of the other young guards that got some playing time as well. And a really good sophomore team. And some of those girls played at both levels, but had a really great year for Coach Rux at the sophomore level as well.
Yeah, and with any high school program in any sport, it's all about trying to continue to build for the future. And, you saw some of that come to fruition this year with how well Riley played and how much varsity experience she's gotten. Hopefully that continues to ring true and some of those girls step up. And, the other thing you never know about it, this age group is – who, if anybody's going to hit growth spurts, and maybe somebody comes in, and this team could be quite competitive in the conference next year. It's going to be a rough conference because as we've talked about, Geneseo's a younger team, Sterling's a young team, and
even some of these girls from Rock Island. Right. You have some seniors, Simmer, but the McDuffie girl and some of the others are just juniors and sophomores. So, yeah, it's going to be really really. Quincy, I mean, it's going to be tough go next year,
sure.
But Streaks will have a lot of experience coming back, too. All right. Well, had fun doing this season. Thank you so much for being along with us throughout the season. Again, thank you so much to all our sponsors. Once again, the Galesburg Silver Street girls basketball season comes to an end. They fall to the Rock Island Rocks 50-33. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight, Sean McCutcheon, all the guys that ran the board for us throughout the season. For Eric Gibson, Tom Aerith saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.